You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday.
Woo! I thought it was Wednesday when I woke up, so there you go.
Hey, look, you've just made another day closer to the weekend, so...
Nah, I'd rather go back in time.
Would you?
I enjoy my weekdays.
What do you... Yeah, me too. What do you miss about Wednesday?
That means, you know, I would get to relive my sleepover with my partner again.
So, but if you...
If I go back in time, I get to have a second night in a row with Will.
Why don't you just go there tonight?
Because I'm busy.
Oh, right. You got other stuff on. That makes sense. I was like, surely that is a very achievable dream.
I said to him last night, I'm like, look, we just need to be doing this every night. And he goes, I know.
There you go.
It's very, it's bit sad. I woke up this morning, I got changed. And because he's got the day off today, he gets to sleep in. He's like, I won't tell you what time I'm setting my alarm for. So he eventually told me, 9 a.m. And here I am, like, I got up at 3:30.
Yeah, well, that's when you finish work, so happy days.
I know. Anyway, how are you, Creeper?
I'm fantastic.
Great.
I'm ready to go. Let's get straight into the show.
Let's do it.
It's a great one ahead. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the journey with us.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Well, shops selling fun-size candy have gone into overdrive over the last 24 hours.
I'm sure they have.
Because it's Halloween.
This is Halloween, Halloween. Oh, God, I love those movies.
Oh, give us one, a little bit more.
I think it's from Nightmare Before Christmas.
It? Yeah, what is it from?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, right. A little bit more singing.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Oh, my God. I love it.
It's better in the movie. Trust me.
Oh, I don't know. I think that was about the peak that song has ever been sung.
What I like about Halloween is it's like Christmas. It gives you all the excuses to watch every movie that's pretty much patented for Halloween.
That is true. You've got that. And then also, you know, you've got people running around in costumes today, which you'll see plenty of.
Spooky.
Bit of trick-or-treat situation going on as well.
Have you got candy?
I do not.
Oh.
House is not decorated. I'll save that for when Esme pesters me too.
Yeah.
Oh, can we decorate the house? All right.
Get all the fake spider webs, the ghouls, goblins.
No, I'm off the fake spider webs. Mm. Apparently they're bad for birds. So.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Mm. You can have your plastic jack-o'-lanterns and, you know, a skeleton hanging out of the hedge or whatever. There's heaps of other stuff. I'll just grab all of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
$2 shops, you know, they do so well off these types of events, don't they?
I think they survive off it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, get out there, enjoy it, is my advice today. There'll be plenty of, you know, parents being dragged around by their kids today.
Yes.
Enjoy all that.
Patience is key.
It certainly is.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, though, she's done it again. Back on the scene, Aussie breakdancer we all know from her not-so-great performance at the Olympics, Ray Gunn.
It's Halloween. Everyone will be dressing as it.
Oh, hopefully. That'll be quite funny. She's back in the news cycle, this time calling out the public. Nothing rude, of course, but here's what she's doing. So despite vowing not to perform for a while, because she just got back from a little vacay, Ray Gunn back in the spotlight as part of what appears to be a lucrative sponsorship deal. On Monday...
I knew it.
Comparison site Finder shared a video offering up a cash prize for the best breakdancing clip sent in by the public. There's an online competition launched. It's called the Ray Gunn Challenge, where she asks, can you do better than me? Dance video submissions.
Oh.
So she's challenging people, hey, you think I'm so bad? Let me dance for you again to this song. You have to either copy or do better than me to this song.
You know what? That's very clever marketing from this company because they can see the, I guess, challenge element. And a lot of people will be saying, look, actually I can't, but I think you know, people should, you know, breakdancers should be able to do better than you.
Well, yeah, if you're representing the Olympics, you've got to be better than that.
You would hope so.
Well, the best solo dancer is set to win $5,000, and $10,000 is also up for grabs for the best dance crew of two or more people.
Well, there's a lot of good breakdancers around our area.
Oh, of course there
so
is.
So hopefully they get in, you know, give this a go. $10,000's and nothing to be sneezed at.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she is the gift that keeps on giving because she has also been in the news from the other week. Apparently, she's failed in her attempt to trademark the name Raygun. She made an application to register the name on August 23rd with the Australian Trademarks Office. So, like the official guys, she was hoping to secure the name to use for various purposes, including software, clothing, and entertainment, and the list goes on.
Oh, you know what? If she had done this right, it could have been such a massive... I mean, she's gotten a little deal out of that, whatever finder's paying her.
That's right.
But she could have done so much more. She could have had an official, like, Halloween costume and all sorts of stuff.
Her own logo, merch, whatever.
Everything. Mm. But I think she's missed the mark a little bit. Just slightly too late is my read on the situation. Oh, well, good luck to her. If she can make a bit of coin out of it, well done.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And the Oasis ticket saga continues.
Oh, what's going on now?
So, obviously, like, straight away, every Oasis ticket sold out. Mm. As soon as they went on sale, there were people, you know, making every possible way to try and get them.
Yep.
You know, get your sister on her iPad, you know, make sure your mum's on the laptop, just trying to get everyone to get a ticket.
Yeah.
You're getting those, like, virtual queues. You get kicked out. It's a nightmare.
Terrible stuff.
Now, the boys from Oasis said, look, we don't want any resale going on pretty much, and especially not above face value.
Mm.
This is for the fans. Obviously, it's for their bank books as well because they're trying to make as much money as they can off the whole situation. And I feel like some artists get a bit jealous that resellers can make as much money as them off the tickets.
Yeah. Look, I don't even know. Any way you work it, it's a, I guess, a compliment to the artist.
Well, that's the way you should take it. Anyway, these guys have not taken it that way. In fact, they've said any tickets they like basically deem to be sold through secondary websites or bought in, like, what they're calling unscrupulous ways. So that is using multiple, like, credit cards or to try and trick the system, using different people from the same computer, like, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, they've gone ahead and cancelling up to 50,000 of the sold tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
That's about 4% of them. And they've ended up on resale sites. They're cancelling them and basically saying that they'll be invalid, and they're going on resale through the official, like, channels.
Oh, this is so ridiculous. Come on, people.
Well, here's what I would say. It offers a sliver of hope to 10 million people, fans, who tried to get their hands on 1.4 million tickets globally.
Wow.
So for every ticket sold, there was eight people basically trying to get that ticket.
Oh my goodness.
There is an extraordinary demand. Of course they're going to end up like resold or at a higher value.
You're never going to stop it.
That's right, because the demand is so high. They just need to tour 10 times more and they'll get to all the fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple as that.
Don't have to worry about scalping anymore.
Exactly.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, everyone's in the spirit for Halloween. Yesterday, out walking the dog, someone had this like funny dog hat on their dog. A mini costume sort of thing.
Oh, I see, yeah.
It was one of those ones where it's like the dog, from the front, it looks like they're wearing a little jacket. And then they had a little witch's hat on.
Oh,
I was
that's so
cute. And it was running along some sort of little, I don't know, like a mini poodle thing. Or
right,
like
yeah.
That. Anyway, the dog didn't look thrilled, but the owner thought it was hilarious, and so did I.
I don't think dogs in general like clothes on themselves.
Not too much, because they're born with clothes on. That's what fur is.
Yes.
Hairs, fur, whatever you want to call it.
Don't dress up your dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's really funny. And then take a photo and send it to us at the Novos _. So I always love to see that.
Anything to do with pets, we love, especially
dogs.
We
certainly do.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Others.
So apparently some well-known politicians are trying to crack the gamer market. So there's only a couple of days left in the campaign for the US presidential election, just in case you're unaware of what's going on. Well, now the Democratic ticket, which is headlined by Kamala Harris and also Governor Tim Walz, is courting the gamer vote. They've launched their own map on Fortnite. So this is like the PS5 game.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, look, players of Fortnite can now access this map, which is generated by Harris and Walz, by entering a certain code. The name of this map is called Freedom Town USA. Now, what type of propaganda is that? I think it's brilliant, but very much in your face.
Definitely, definitely.
It's like, vote for us. We will give you a free
map-based,
you know. Well, it's not even a map. It's like, okay, if we get the gamer vote by appealing to the gamers, but also in propaganda call it a Freedom Town, it's like, well, if you vote for us, we'll make it a freedom country.
Right. So this is the angle they're going for. Mm. Plus, they're also saying, we understand you as gamers.
Yeah, that's right.
You should pick us. We will be thinking of you.
That's it.
When we're elected, or if we're elected.
Well, Kamala's team also posted a quick trailer for Freedom Town. It includes a look at some fighters in patriotic gear. It's quite interesting. So while Harris may not actually play the games herself, her co-runner, Walz, has acknowledged that he was a big Sega Dreamcast fan, also how he liked to play Crazy Taxi, all that jazz. So he's really appealing to the gamers, while Kamala's just like, I'm here for the ride.
That's right. I don't see her as a gamer.
Not.
Too serious.
Yeah, she's got too much going on.
But he definitely is.
Yeah.
He's a known video gamer. So this, like, he's got an actual chance to have, like, to get in on this, you know, group of voters.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was his idea and he's just gone, hey, Kamala, I know a good way. I know how to get to these young people. Yeah.
Hey, whatever works is all I'll say.
New map on Fortnite, guys.
That's right. And this election is more and more interesting the closer it gets.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Got to bring your attention to this. I'm going to call them a bit of a cooker, right?
Oh, I like it.
So it's... Well, have you heard of sovereign citizens?
Honestly, no. I have no idea what you're talking about.
So basically, they're like a group of people that oppose taxation. They question the legitimacy of government. Mm-hmm. And they believe that they're not subject to the law.
Okay.
So they'll read the law in a certain way, or like old laws, and go, if I claim not to be part of this nation or whatever, I can get away with not abiding by the laws.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous.
It's just a little bit.
There's so many funny videos on YouTube. Do yourself a favour if you've got half an hour spare.
Half hour? Just watch these numpties.
Yeah, there's so many of them out there sovereign citizens. And there's lots in Australia as well that think that they don't need to abide by the laws. And they get pulled over by the cops.
Mm.
And they'll say things like, oh, I'm not driving, I'm travelling, and therefore the law doesn't apply to me. Well, you're actually driving on our roads. Those roads are paid by taxes, so actually you do need to abide by the law.
It just sounds to me like they're just trying to get out of responsibility and
taking
ownership for stuff. Yeah.
Totally it. And I thought our region was immune to this, but it turns out it's not, because in the Newcastle Herald, somebody's taken out a public notice, which anyone can do.
Oh, can
just,
they?
Yeah, you can just pay. You just pay for it, and you can say whatever you like.
Right.
David John, I think it's Trenzeski or something, of Merriweather, New South Wales, is not a voluntary transactor in commerce and is irrefutable holder in due course of all associated copyright-protected trade names since reputed lawful. It's just...
What the heck is that?
It's just nonsense.
Okay.
They believe saying things like this gets them out of...
anything?
Being a regular citizen, abiding by the law. It's honestly the equivalent. This is what it's equivalent to.
Okay.
Your old, like, friend's nan on Facebook who says, I decide that Facebook cannot use my photos in any form of copyright. And therefore, you know how people say that?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
And copy paste this status if you want it to be for you as well within 24 hours or whatever.
For heaven's sakes.
It's the equivalent of that. It means nothing. Saying you're a sovereign citizen.
It's like saying you're a ghost.
Well, that's right. It doesn't make you a ghost. Mm. You are just. You still have to abide by the law. And what's so ridiculous is these people think, oh, we'd be better off without government. Well, what happens then when you go in and want to use your Medicare card? You a citizen then? Do you want to use our medical system?
Or for anything at all, getting anything processed, whatever.
Exactly. Abide by the laws, pay your taxes, and shut up. That's my message.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So how big is Halloween getting in Australia, you might be asking?
Isn't it increasing? I think it
is. Yes, definitely. Yep. So it's now 1 in 5 who will be doing some sort of party celebrating.
I saw this statistic, yes.
$450 million will be spent, roughly.
Do you reckon that's everything? So the decorations, the costumes, the candy, all of it. Okay.
Yeah. So since 2022.
Yes.
That's 2 years. Yeah. Up 14%. So it's rising 7% a year.
Gosh, post-COVID in full swing, hey?
Certainly is. There's a lot of interest in this, and it's becoming big business. Nearly $500 million.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
A lot of money for the getting. All I can think is...
For the getting is gooden.
Should I open a costume shop?
Well, yeah.
It seems like maybe I should.
Bullaroo and Shindigs might have another competitor on
its hands. Nah, I doubt it. Seems like a lot of work.
If you open a costume shop... I'll design some stuff for you.
Will you?
Yes. I'm good at designing clothes.
What one are you going to design for me?
Don't know yet. I might come up with some weird
stuff.
Like
a big cheese or something.
A big cheese wheel. A big parmigiana. Big if true.
Ooh, that'll be good.
A spooky parmigiana. You want to know what makes it spooky?
What is that?
Mold. But it's because it's not meant to be blue cheese.
Oh, right.
It's gone off.
Very scary.
The worst thing ever is moldy parmigiana.
Okay. Good to know.
Take my word for it.
All right, I will.
there's
something spooky going on in here this morning.
It's my brain not functioning.
It certainly is.
New FM. The Novos.
What happened on the school bus? So this question I'm going to put to our listeners, Crevo, because the other day I was just driving along. I was heading to the gym or whatever in the afternoon. And, of course, around Glendale, Edgeworth, all that, there's a lot of schools around the place.
Sure.
And there's a lot of public transport buses taking the kids home, whatnot. And you know what? I was stopped in traffic and I was looking up at this bus the other day and I was like, God, what a weird time going to school and coming home from school on a bus was. I learnt so much about other people, so much about the world. And the things that I saw, smelt, heard, like, oh my goodness, it is an interesting kind of crux of society.
It is, because there's, on the way to school, there's this sort of like adrenaline and high energy that a lot of kids have.
Yeah.
Because they've had their breakfast, you know. And they've had a good sleep, probably.
They're ready to see their friends.
They're ready to see their mates. Mm. There's a lot of, you know, built-up energy ready for school, but school hasn't started.
Also some nervous energy.
No, some for some sometimes, people. Yeah, sometimes. And then on the way home from school.
Oh, now that's gnarly.
It's like you, as a kid, your working day's done. Mm-hmm. You can't do homework. So it's like this free time of wildness where... You're ready for the end of the day. You're a bit, like, hyped up. And it's just all of that with, you know, hormones and everything else all in a tin box on wheels.
Yes, exactly.
And, of course, it's a wild time.
Well, let me paint the scene for you a little bit here. So at the times when I was catching the bus to and from school, this would have been from, like, anywhere between year 2 and year 10.
Okay.
And during that time, I went to a school where we had to share a bus with another school.
Oh, yeah.
So there was, two cohorts in one. And it was quite interesting because that bus picked my school up last. So it always went to the first school, then it came to us. So it was always a fight for whatever seats were there.
I was going to say, do you end up getting a seat? That's always the tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes, a lot of the time with that, you had to sit next to people you didn't know or weren't comfortable sitting next to or whatever.
Sure.
But on the rare occasion when it would pick us up first, it was always the hierarchy on who sits on the back seat.
All of that.
Who can get nearest to the back, and the closer to the back you were, the cooler you were.
Of course.
So I tried to, because I'm a bit of a nerd, so yeah. I was never that cool ever. So I tried to fake being cool and try and sit in the back seat, be like, everyone talk to me, please. I am a cool person. But also, some of the stories I could tell you could go on forever. But there's been plenty of times where the school bus broke down. So we were stuck for half an hour and it was getting home.
You're waiting for another bus to pick you up or you transfer over. Mm.
And
nightmare.
Especially during after school, there's some food leftovers from school lunch boxes.
Sure.
So some people would throw food at each other.
Food fights. Another staple. Yep.
Plus, you know, being a young woman trying to navigate puberty and stuff, gosh, I discovered my love for boys on the bus. I'm like, oh, there's so many cute guys on here from another school.
Oh, from a different school.
Yeah.
They're like the forbidden fruit.
Oh, yeah. And then you just kind of just looked at them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, just
nothing to do.
Yeah, pining.
That. Exactly.
You learned how to pine on a bus. Do you have any school bus stories, Grover?
Yeah, so the breakdown was a classic.
Yeah.
I had to take two buses, like a connecting bus.
Oh, yeah, those, yep.
And one of the bus companies had all old buses. So breakdowns were semi-regular, I would say. And then they, they get the old mobile phone out, the old Nokia, and they try and ring another bus to try and pick you up.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck waiting for ages while it comes, nightmare. Mm. And my bus trip was over an hour. So it was a long journey, and you got to know everyone.
Yeah, I bet.
The other thing I'd realised with over an hour with all these kids, hungry. They're all hungry. So, of course, Crevo, always looking to turn a dollar, started a business selling food.
You're joking.
No, had a little box that I'd take in. Yep, sold heaps of chocolates, candies, everything like that. Little, secret business because the bus drivers didn't like you doing it.
No, but that set you up for life because now you have your own business.
Well, you learn a few life lessons about it early on.
Right, okay.
So, different and crazy things can happen on school buses.
Yeah, and this is what we want to do. 4967-4105, give us a call. Tell us what happened on the school bus. It can be any story. I will take anything.
Yeah,
I think it'd be so funny.
I just think that it's, like I said, such a charged environment.
Yeah, definitely.
And you never forget those iconic moments that happen on school buses.
At all ages as
That's
well.
That's right. 4967-4105.
Oh, gosh, I remember the days. On a school bus. So many stories.
Kids are so rowdy sometimes.
They are.
And you see them jumping around and stuff and you go, phew, I'm glad I've got my own car now. That's what I always think.
The golden days are over. All right, let's go to Matthew in Edgeworth. Good morning, Matt. What's your story?
G'day. Well, speaking of rowdy, we were a bit of a rowdy bunch too.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus driver, he knew not to put up with us anymore, except for this one time. This kid was telling him that he really needed to go to the toilet, and he just said, sit down, mate, I'm not listening to you. These are all bunted. Anyway, he ended up wetting himself, and we all said, oh, mate, it's just wet himself. Can you please stop? And as he stopped, the guy that's standing in his puddle of wee slips, and now it's all up his back.
Oh,
all
my God.
Him.
And you never, all the other kids will never forget that, will they?
No, and the worst part, this wasn't on the way home from school either.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Oh,
so when you get
thing.
There, you have to go and, get spare clothes from, lost property or
if
something.
If there is any.
What an absolute nightmare that is.
I feel so bad for him.
I know. You feel for kids like that. You definitely do. In Rutherford, Trish, what's your school bus story?
Yeah, well, back in the day when I went to school, that which is a fair few years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago or so, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, you're nice, Kruger. we had this thing called Earth Day, and we all had to go, dressed up in, Earth costumes, trees and animals and all that kind of stuff and all that. My mum used to make outfits for Sunday school, they had Noah's Ark Ben, and she had all these things. So she said to me, oh, come on, we'll get your costume to wear to it. anyhow, we all dressed up in costumes, but the bell went for the afternoon bus, and none of us had a chance to get changed.
Okay.
So we all had to wear our costumes on this bus.
Cute.
So the bus driver pulled up and all that. He goes, oh, good Lord, what have we got here? The Animal Kingdom or something. So we're all piling on the bus with all these costumes and all that on these trees, monkeys, tigers. I was actually dressed up as an elephant.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, we're like Ari's bus. Like, it was, there was a lot of other schools on there as well. We're the last one.
Yeah.
So I had to stand up the front holding the pole.
Ha!
And anyways, he went around the corner a bit too fast, and I nearly went to, like, I went to, like, move kind of thing. He said, oh, no, no. He said, I don't want an elephant on me lap kind of thing. So,
he ended up on the bus driver's lap.
Double meaning.
Yeah, that's right. Too much swinging off these poles. No good.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe. All right, here we go. I'm your quiz master for this morning.
Ooh,
this is
Ari's here. Watch out.
And the Golden Throne. This is Lowest Deluxe. If you don't know how this game works, let me fill you in. We get three items from anywhere across our wonderful region or online.
That's right.
We need you to list them for us from the cheapest to the middle, to the most expensive. If you get those that order right, you're going to walk away with a prize, plus in the draw for another one.
Let's meet our contestant for today in Mayfield. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you both?
Oh, doing
good.
Great.
I was in Mayfield this morning, Stephanie, so there you go.
Good vibes.
Locals, all locals here.
Yeah, we're all Mayfieldians for this morning.
Beautiful.
Okay, so you know how the game works. Three things, you just got to put them in order. Cheapest to most expensive, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
Ari,
sure.
Ari's your quiz master.
Okay.
Let's take it away.
All right, here we go, Steph. So, first and foremost, I have a Newcastle Knights Kalen Ponga signed Dally M lithograph, which is like a poster, from TaylorMadeMemorabilia.com.
Ooh.
That's the first one. Then your second item is a 1.25 litre Total Wash and Wax bottle from Super Cheap Auto at Katara. That's to wash your car, of course. And then the third item on the list is the NBA 2K25 PlayStation 5 game. So, quick recap. So, you've got the signed poster of Kalen Ponga from the Newcastle Knights from TaylorMadeMemorabilia.com. Then you have the Wash and Wax from Super Cheap Auto. And then you have the NBA PlayStation 5 game. So, Stephanie, which one do you think is cheapest out of those three?
Oh, my goodness. all things I've got no idea about, so that's great.
You got this. Come on, just work it out together.
Yeah, I think the Turtle Wash would be the cheapest.
Yep.
Okay, sure.
And then the game.
The video game?
Yep. And then the
signed poster.
Yeah. Well, if it was a regular
poster.
Framed
in that, isn't it?
Is it framed, Ari? Okay, it's framed.
Signed by KP himself. Okay. All right, let's reveal some prices. So, the Super Cheap Auto Turtle Wash and Wax, 1.25 litre. $14. Pretty affordable.
Oh, great.
Okay.
That's good.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
Yep, that does sound good.
All right.
Good start.
The 2025 NBA PS5 game. $69. This is a big W, so what a steal.
You're still in this at this point.
Yep.
You just need that signed KP poster.
Here we go. Newcastle Knights KP poster signed. $495. Well done, Stephanie.
You are off to the movies. Family pass is all yours. Plus, you're in the draw for $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant at East Maitland. Well done.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
No worries.
You are so welcome. Another local winner here on New FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Spotted out in the wild.
This is exciting.
So, do you know the bachelor's handbag? People talk about this.
I do.
It's like the hot chook that you get from Coles or Woolies.
Mm-hmm. It comes in plastic bags.
Yeah. Mm. And you see that and you go, someone carrying it, that's a bachelor's dinner.
Yeah,
right?
It's part of our slang, I guess.
Yeah. It's become part of the slang. And everyone goes, oh, bachelor's handbag. Well, somebody's taken that literally and they've created an actual handbag.
Oh, really?
That looks like one of those hot chook bags.
Right, so made out of like faux leather or whatever they make.
It's
out.
Like a
right.
It's like a heavy plastic, so oh. You can see the contents through it like a chicken.
Oh, quite literally. Okay,
it,
right.
It looks exactly like one, but it's of a higher quality plastic, this and it's got fun. A strap and everything, so you can wear it around as your actual handbag.
Keep your keys, wallet, phone, and lip gloss in there.
It's
fantastic.
It's quite spacious actually for a handbag. It's the full size, like it's 1:1 scale.
Okay, here's a question for you, Kiro.
Sure.
Looking at the photo and stuff, would you use it? Would you actually buy one?
Well, it's a lady's handbag. So
doesn't matter?
Yeah, of course I would.
Okay,
it looks super, it's like very cool. It says Hot Chooks on it and everything.
Think of the attention you would get if you wore that. People would be complimenting you left, right and centre.
Oh my God, where did you get it? Yeah. All that sort of stuff.
Wear it down the main road of Mayfield.
Exactly. Now, I've done some research and you can actually buy them online. About $40. So very affordable.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, for this time of, you know, for coming up to Christmas. Mm. I mean, what a great gift idea, right?
Very funny. Seems like something that Typo would, like, carry in the store. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shop like that. Anyway, you can buy them online. I think it's under $40. Here we go. I can see it now. It's called size11store.com.
Okay.
And it's, you know, great value. $34.99. I mean, that is affordable Christmas gift territory,
definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
And a unique gift. So what I thought we could do, though, is come up with some other... Because obviously what this is taking sort of, you know, a business thing and making it perfect for a local big company,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
So I thought we could have some other options of local businesses around our area that could move into the merch /... I guess like bags and stuff kind of area.
Okay. All right. I'm about this. Yep.
So the other one that comes up often or is in our local slang is the Mayfield briefcase.
Okay.
Which is a goon bag, like a goon box.
Okay. That's clever.
So what you do, you get one of the local vineyards, you know, from out at the Hunter Valley.
Yep.
And I'm thinking just off the top of the head, Leo Gate. We had some of their good wine recently.
God, it was good.
Yeah. Now, if they could create like what looks like a goon box but is actually a real-life briefcase.
Okay.
You've got yourself there, the Mayfield briefcase.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
I've got some other ideas.
Great.
Harry's Schnitzel Joint.
Oh, they have one at Jesmond.
Yeah, they're at Jesmond. There's a few around,
yes.
Actually. They're a local institution.
Mm-hmm.
That when you get your schnitzel, it comes in a lovely little wrapper that says like Harry Schnitzel Joint on it, right?
Yeah.
You could have them sewn together into a beautiful jacket.
Oh.
Imagine that. It looks like, I mean, obviously you make it into cloth, right? Mm. So it's not actual paper because that's ridiculous, but it looks like the wrapping paper from your schnitzel.
That's fun.
But it's a beautiful jacket that you can wear around. Everyone will be like, where'd you get that jacket?
Yeah, it has like the logo on the chest as well, like a sticker from Harry's.
Yeah, the stickers are all over it in my imagination of the jacket.
Yeah.
So it looks like that paper and the stickers all sewn together, but it's really just material.
Okay.
Next idea I've come up with, right, is a Nui fried chicken tuxedo, like a lovely evening tuxedo. You're ready to go off to, you know, a ball or something.
Yeah, out of chicken skin.
What? Not chicken skin. I'm talking about like the logo and the packaging.
Oh, okay.
But in the shape of a lovely well-cut tuxedo.
I'm just still thinking about the chicken skin. Could you imagine if you got like your sleeve, right? You get hungry during a night out with your tuxedo on. Like if you go to like the Newcastle Jets, like awards night or something, you start licking it, licking that seasoning off that chicken skin.
I think that's a different whole vibe that we've got going on.
I should invent that. No, sounds great.
Could also work. Less likely though. And last one I'm thinking of. Because the logo for Nui Burger Co., right, it's quite sort of, I don't know, like nautical almost, right?
Yeah.
I thought you could have that as on some lovely a line of luggage that you could wheel off when you're on holidays or whatever.
Okay, that's got to be my favourite.
Nui Burger Co. luggage.
Yes.
As a form of merch. Away you go. And wherever you travel all over the world, you know they always say, I ended up in, you know, Bali and I ended up staying in the room next door to someone down the street or whatever. And you'd know it was them because they have the lovely Nui Burger Co. luggage ready to go rolling around with them.
What a marketing decision.
Yeah, I think it's a great one.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, the latest development, probably the last development in the saga that is my boyfriend Will's birthday present.
Oh, is it so? Just to recap, Ari wanted to make a plushy shark, like a stuffed shark.
It was meant to have like a bit of a meaning behind it because on a little trip that we went to Sydney, we stayed at this beautiful hotel like probably about 2 months ago now. He loved this giant plush shark that came with the room type of thing.
And you were like, oh, I can make that. And it'll
I can make a smaller version,
A better version, a more personal version. Such a great personal gift.
Yeah, because I wasn't about to pay $300 for the big like special artsy one. Anyway.
So how long did you spend working on it?
So, yesterday afternoon, right, latest development, I tried my hand at the second attempt to make this shark.
Again.
Safe to say, I still botched it. I can't, it's so fiddly, I can't get the dimensions right, I can't get the sewing right. Like, I'm a good seamstress, sort of, but I just could not get this thing to work. So, these two stupid little material sharks, I'm chucking them in the bin. They're no good. So I'm just going to go down the route of going out on Saturday, going to Charlestown Square and going and getting him like a little Lego set.
Okay, question.
And like buying you a little plush shark or something from Big W.
A question for you.
Yeah.
How much time have you spent, first of all, on this? So far.
About 3 hours altogether.
3 hours.
That's time I'll never get back.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? It's the attempt that counts, and he'll love the attempt.
Next question.
Yeah.
How much have you spent on materials?
Oh, not much. Probably about $15, maybe 12, I think it was.
Okay, that's not too
bad. That's fine. That's neither here nor there.
At your normal pay rate, though, of $100 an hour, you could have just bought a shark.
Yeah.
You could have just bought the original.
I could have,
and
but...
And saved yourselves and everyone else months of stress. You've been stressing about this for what, three months?
Nearly. Oh, no, two, I guess. Sort of.
So at $100 a month of stress, you could have gotten rid of... bought it.
Safe to say that he will eventually get a birthday present this Saturday, but it will be bought, not made.
Plus, he'll have to buy the Lego as well. Oh, what a night there. What did we learn?
New FM. De Novo's.
Something I want to bring to your attention, Ari.
Yes, Crevo.
The weather has been heating up.
It has,
I'll give you that.
Yep.
You know, winter is said, we've said goodbye to winter and all that.
Goodbye, farewell, yes.
Tomorrow's November 1.
It's actually.
It's getting hot, you right?
Yes.
But something that you're doing is not allowed.
What
it's
do you
unacceptable.
Mean? What am I doing wrong?
So, something I've noticed you've started doing recently.
Okay.
Is taking your shoes off in the office here and feet up on the other chair over there.
Yep, because there is no, for those who don't know, in the studio, it's just myself and Crevo. We sit across from each other with the microphones, but next to me is no one. There's a spare seat that no one sits on but my feet.
It's an office environment is not a shoes-off environment.
I think it can be.
No.
In fact, I welcome it.
No, it's not.
I like to get my piggies out.
Because once you do it, everyone can do it, right?
Nobody knows.
Sweaty feet out in the middle of summer, they're meant to be kept in shoes.
When has my feet ever been sweaty? If my feet were sweaty, I would tell you. We have no boundaries on this friendship.
Well, that is true. There's no boundaries.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm bringing this to your attention. Because in any kind of work environment, you can't have shoes off.
If it's like a super professional environment, yeah, I get it. If it's like super corporate, yeah, okay. If we're like in like a bullpen with other people, sure, I would keep them enclosed.
We're in a pen, the two of us. We're enclosed in here. It's a tiny room. You can't have your shoes off. It's not allowed.
Yes, I can. Ultimate comfort helps us do the show. Bro,
how does it help? That's ridiculous. Imagine this, right? Oh, I'm a tradie out to do, like, I'm an electrician. I'm out to do some work today.
Yep.
You can't just take your shoes off because you want to be more comfortable. That's not how work works.
I think it would be more uncomfortable if you take your shoes off because you have to walk over dirt and grass and bleh.
The bleh part is right. You can't.
It's carpeted in here.
No, shoes off in an office environment of any kind is a no. And we're a little bit divided on this, but I wanted to let Newcastle decide it.
Sure.
And this is one of these situations where whatever the vote is decides what you do. So
no.
if the people support you, and say, yep, get your shoes off, get them off, that's fine. I'll allow it from here on out.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can someone support me here, please? Call us, please.
Okay. 4967-4105. Is it okay to have shoes off in an office environment?
100% yes. Get the ultimate comfort.
And it will be decided for Ari whether she can have her feet out at all times or she has to put them away. All right?
I have nice feet.
4967-4105. Is it okay to have shoes off in an office environment? Yep. Well, let's let Newcastle decide this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In Belmont, Tony, what are your thoughts?
Mate, as a fellow hot pink toenail wearer, 100%.
Yes, Tony!
You need to do this because it is your second home. You are comfortable and you are relaxed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the occ health and safety is nil because, you know, there's no falling stuff unless someone throws it at you.
They would, Tony.
Wow. Okay. So at this point, 1 point to you, Ari.
You know what? Tony makes a great point.
Okay, let's see if your support continues or if there's a bit of common sense around. In Rathbones, Aiden, what are your thoughts?
Unless it's required, unless the covered shoes are required for health and safety, I don't see an issue in the office.
Okay, wow, another point to you, Ari. At this point, it's heading towards a landslide.
Oh, I love how smart Novocastrians are. Let's go to Tim in Clarencetown. Which side are you on here, Tim?
I'm on your side, Ari. You can take your shoes off and be comfortable as long as you don't cut your toenails and flick them at him.
Hey, you know what? I really appreciate that because the last thing I'd want to do is lose an eye.
Exactly right. That's fangs. Great. You don't want any fangs in the office.
Tim, what work do you do? What kind of line of business are you in?
I was in the city and I used to, the boys in the office all used to take their shoes off and run around and it was all pretty good until you got the whiff.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now I do a few little bits less. I'm in the vehicle.
Okay, right.
Okay, you can still have your shoes off when you're resting.
Yeah, your shoes off in the vehicle?
No, not the shoes off in the vehicle.
OH&S.
Yeah, well, when you stopped, I guess. Anyway. All right, so far, 3 out of 3. Let's go to Karen in Maitland. Good morning, Karen. This is a deal breaker now. So, shoes off in the office, yes or no?
I think context is everything. Yes. In my workplace, I work with young children and there are bare feet everywhere and I'm okay with it. But, sorry, Ari, I'm with Prevo. In a small, confined space, you've got to be fancy. No, the doors are probably beautifully manicured, babe, but just tuck them away.
Hang on, Karen, I have a question. I do have a question. What if I'm freshly showered?
Does not matter.
Damn it!
Your site, you need your feet out to be... This woman is keeping everybody sane driving to work in the morning and he's got to look at your pigeon. If he can't concentrate, we're all going to have car accidents.
There we go. We're all going to have car accidents.
So if anyone is driving to work this morning and they're having a bit of a blow with the roads, it is my fault.
According to Karen. Now, I don't want to say Karen by name and Karen by nature.
Yeah.
But it seems a little bit like that, doesn't it? 75% though on your side supporting you. I've got to give you the win.
You know what, Crevo? You're going to have to put up with it a little while longer because these piggies are out.
They're not going anywhere.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
In case you missed it, today is October 31st, so it is spooky day. Halloween. Happy Halloween. We have talked about it briefly throughout the show this morning, giving you some facts and figures. So I've got some more for you. Trick-or-treating. So apparently 45% of Australians will be trick-or-treating today across the country.
Surely not 45%?
37% will be spending some money on some Halloween costumes. Home decorations, 32% people partaking in the decos.
Wow.
And also attending or hosting parties, only 18%. But you know what? I went to a party last weekend. That was fun. It was not spooky, but it was fun to dress up.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
The dress up is fun. It's moving more towards that. And yeah. it probably sort of fits better with the Australian culture.
That's right.
Like the funny side of it.
Yeah, and the drinking culture as well, the food.
A little bit.
The thing is as well, over the past week I've been keeping a close eye on Cameron Park. Obviously, I live of there. Course. That's my neighbourhood.
Yeah.
And there's been some wonderful decorations pop up. Like some houses are really awesome. Going all out there. Like the lights to the scary statues, mannequins, skeletons, everything you want. Pumpkins. It is everywhere. It's looking fantastic. So I hope people are going to have some fun today.
Certainly they will.
Fake blood everywhere.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
We move to 1978 for this next story.
Oh, back in year yonder.
Yeah, well, it is a flashback in time.
Yesteryear. Yes.
This, basically, this footage from NBN television of a news story is being recirculated, and it really is a reflection of what television was like in our area in the 70s.
And how far we've come since then.
It's very, very different. So when you look at news now, watch the news now, it's very slick. It's very put together. Mm-hmm. Everything is pre-planned and organised to be a visual feast on our screens.
Everything is carefully mapped out.
That's right. Very carefully mapped out. That's well put.
Mm.
Because in this, I guess, story, which is basically about how this, like a pedestrian crossing, a zebra crossing on a road down at Lake Munmorah was a bit unsafe for school kids.
Mm.
So they wanted to sort of look into how unsafe it was and what, you know, parents were thinking, stuff like that.
I think the crossing was put in the wrong spot.
Essentially, or the speed zones weren't right. They didn't have 40K back then, right? What's funny about it is, the first opening shot of this news story is about 30 seconds of a helicopter just, like, showing the area.
Yeah.
There's no background music. Mm-mm. There's no
voiceover to introduce the story.
There's no voiceover. There's no text on the television. Mm-hmm. It is just a helicopter flying around a busy road.
And the chopper noise.
Yeah, and this is it. Ready? This is the actual chopper noise just there, just chilling. God. You got 30 seconds of that.
Honestly,
on modern news, there's no way that would happen,
it's
right?
It's like watching a train pass. It's just, you're sitting there going, what am I watching?
I mean, yeah, we get it. You've got a helicopter that has NBN News written on it.
Flying over some random point on our local road and bush.
That's right. Yeah. It's not even like very, very iconic or anything, like the Sydney Harbour Bridge or something, maybe you accept.
It doesn't show you exactly where we are in the story.
30 seconds of helicopter flying.
Yeah.
Then they get into the setup of the story. Here's a bit of it. Have a listen to this.
Down here at the side of the road, it's easy to understand the parents' concern. Looking that way, the vision of the crossing is shielded by a corner. And looking the other way,
it's just
there's
so
a crash
gappy,
just before the crossing. And think about
He's lost me, like, already.
It's a bit like, first of all, it's like a bit, I guess, lackluster.
Yeah, there's no emotive language in it.
It feels like he's just making it up as he goes.
Yeah, so he's doing essentially a piece to camera in this footage. So it's just him talking into the camera. It's not very well, I guess, shot.
Yeah, that's right. And also, we've got to talk about his outfit as well.
Okay.
Very 70s. So he had the long, like, slack pants, and then the shirt was like a business formal shirt. That you go, oh, very formal. But then short sleeve with a tie.
So something from Lowe's.
Exactly. Very much a Lowe's vibe.
Mm.
Then they get into, I guess, interviewing a punter, someone from the area that has kids in the school, that sort of thing.
In the television world, we call these boxies.
Okay. So listen to, like, how casual this is. Mm-hmm. And also, like, he's asking questions, but he does not know where things are going to go. Have a listen to this.
How long are the parents willing to keep their children out of school while the road is in this state?
Well, we had a meeting on Monday afternoon, and the next meeting is this Friday afternoon, and it was indefinite.
So what'll you do? You'd rather keep them at home and away from school altogether than expose them to this risk?
Yes. We've got to get the message across somehow.
Wow. See, that really gives you nothing. It adds nothing to the story at all. It's just like a parent going, yeah, well, right, kicking out of school.
And also, things moved at a different pace back then, didn't they?
Yeah, lots of
imagine that, right? You have a meeting on school on Monday about it.
Mm.
When should we do another meeting? Oh, maybe Friday?
Yeah.
You know, in a week's time?
People are non-committed then, yeah.
Now, if everything's not happening on an app and instantly, nobody's turning up to two meetings a week apart about this.
That's absolutely right.
we live in a very different time and news is much more polished these days.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Crevo.
Yeah?
I feel like I'm getting old too quickly.
Oh, you're so not old. Will you reveal your age?
Yeah, it's 26. I turned 27 in January.
26. So young. Stop worrying.
Okay, well, here's why I'm saying it. Okay, yeah. I don't feel like in my body old or anything. Everything works fine. I'm healthy, woman, whatever. But the thing is, I feel like I have to clarify that. No, I'm not stiff.
Like when you get up, you're like, my
neck. So the reason why I feel like I'm getting old is because I've noticed that I can't really speak to a certain age anymore, okay? So, for example, we have quite a few young people in my neighbourhood.
Sure.
Especially some family friends of ours, whatnot. They range between all ages, but there's a couple of teenagers as well, okay?
Okay.
And I've found that in my everyday life, even like going to the shops and like speaking to people behind the counter or like just making conversation with people.
Sure.
The young ones, I don't know how to speak to them. And I find myself whenever I have to strike up a conversation with anyone who's between like 14 and 17 years old or whatever it is, I stand there and go, so what did you learn at school today? And like, I feel like that's the only thing I can come up with and ask them.
Oh, Ari, you're actually 50.
No,
I feel like a
parent
old.
Who doesn't know how to talk to their teenage kid. So, and for example, like I just said, like how we have a neighbourhood full of young people as well as adults.
Yeah.
We are having a driveway drink coming up in the next couple of weeks. And this is when it's going to be a big one. So all of our friends and neighbours come around and we have a celebration of like life and people moving on with their lives and whatever. Sure. And like, because I'm courteous and want to speak to everyone because I love people, I don't know how to talk to the young ones. Like, what are they like? What do they do?
Ari, this is a skibbity situation for you. This is not good.
If I have to hear skibbity one more time, I swear I'm going to blow a gasket. But can you just tell me what else I can talk to them about? Like, does anyone know how to speak to teenagers these days?
Yeah, so some sigma topics you want to talk to them about.
What's sigma?
It means, like, good for the young people. Oh, that's Gen Alpha slang for you. Right? Oh. Some good topics you might want to talk about is their favourite videos on TikTok.
Okay, I can get around that.
Yeah, here's some filler, right? Show me one of your favourite videos because then they'll just show you some video. You got something to bond over?
Yeah, some content to look at, takes up time.
And it's a video medium, so it's something you can understand without them talking to you.
True.
And if you don't understand it, you say, what does that mean? And then they'll laugh at you and leave.
I can't bond with them over music anymore because they all like these weird artists or like Olivia Rodrigo. I'm like, I don't like them.
Is it ones that you don't understand or you've never seen before?
Yeah,
like, what name is that? Oh, they're massive. You don't know that?
Oh, gosh.
This is such a relatable thing that's happening to you. It happens to everyone.
It does it, though?
Yes, yeah.
Oh. But this early?
Yeah, you're pretty young to be getting out of touch.
See, I am nearly 27, but I feel like I'm 40 in my head.
Have you been using any, like, walking aids at all? You know, like a walking stick or anything?
No.
You're having trouble getting out of cars?
Actually, here's a tidbit for you.
I was taking
my brother's dog for a walk yesterday.
Sure.
I took little Princeton. The dog is older than me, right? Just about. I took him around the block and I was puffing and I sat down on the driveway when we got back. I'm like, Princeton, I'm done. These knees are too old to start walking again.
At what time do you go to bed?
8 o'clock.
I rest my case.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Okay, so if you're in the Barnsley, Westwells End, Cameron Park, kind of Lake Macquarie area over there, make sure you drive by the one of the main roads in Westwells End because the Westie Hot Bread Shop has got the most amazing Halloween display out the front. So I was not expecting this, but I was scrolling through Facebook this morning in the Westwells End, Holmesy and Barnsley Facebook community page. They've got like a photo of like next to the main window there or like along the doorway. It's got like this big arch and it's got like a balloon display and it's got ghosts. It's got like a black and white, an orange and black theme. Yeah, it looks really cool.
Just showing me now, this is actually so fun.
Yeah.
You know, with local businesses getting involved in Halloween and, you know, it's just a fun thing.
It is.
You can have fun in life and have a bit of whimsy Everything just doesn't need to have a purpose. It
can just be for fun. Yeah.
And I love this. Perfect.
Decorations are absolutely elite everywhere you look this year. So well done to all of our local communities.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And Nick Kyrgios, tennis's bad boy. Would you say that's a fair tag for him?
100%.
Obviously, he's known for his antics on and off the court.
Mm.
Bit of racket slamming here and there, that sort of
definitely.
Stuff.
Definitely.
He's recently gone on Louis Theroux's podcast. Now, he's obviously that documentary maker. He's been around for a long time.
Mm.
He sort of likes to meet unusual people. That's, mm-hmm. I would say, his shtick, and find out what they're thinking and really delve deep into their thoughts.
Mm.
He got Nick Kyrgios on his podcast and started to talk about conspiracy theories.
Interesting.
Because he had a bit of an inkling, this is Louis, had an inkling that Nick Kyrgios perhaps delved a little into conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
The first one they talk about is the whole flat earth thing.
Right.
This is where conspiracy theorists think that the earth is actually flat,
mm-hmm.
like something out of, you know, 500 years ago.
Yes.
Now, have a listen to Louis Theroux asking Nick about this.
The earth is
round or flat? You go first.
The earth is round.
It's round?
Yeah, as in it's a globe.
I'd probably be inclined to saying it's round, but I'm also not surprised if it was the other thing either. Maybe we needed to have a beer and have this off record.
Really?
What?
How deep does this thing go?
It goes hot. It goes deep.
What goes deep? This belief?
He's suggesting that it's a cover-up, that the earth is round is some sort of cover-up.
For what?
That is my next question. What are they trying to cover up by that?
What do they get out of it?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Obviously, flat earthing. If he's really a flat earther, mm-hmm. that in itself is interesting.
Yes, it is.
And says a lot about him. The next one he talks about is the pyramids. Now, the big conspiracy around the pyramids recently is that they're not built by people, they're built by aliens.
Yes,
right?
we've talked about this.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
of course they were built by people.
Mm.
Have a listen to Nick, though, in and around this topic.
You don't think the pyramids were built by humans?
No, I don't. Impossible.
Impossible?
Oh,
what does he
mean?
What else do you think it was? He thinks it was aliens, right?
Oh, my God.
He then doubles down on this, right? So it's not just a throwaway comment. Listen to this.
Hey, it's 2024 and there's, like, we can't even all get along. And you think that we built the pyramids. You're insane.
He's calling us insane. There's only one insane person in this situation.
It is you, Nick.
It is you if you think that aliens built the pyramids. Grow up.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yeah, Friday tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, end of the week.
It's been a quick one. Guess we're just having fun.
Yeah, we are.
Before we go, though, today, we've got to award a prize. $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant at East Maitland.
Very exciting. We're going to give that away to Tim in Clarencetown for definitely wholeheartedly agreeing with me that it's okay to have your feet out in the office.
All right. There we go.
Thanks, Tim. Congratulations.
Well done. Hey, we've got one more of those vouchers to give away tomorrow as well. So make sure you are listening. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Catch ya.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.